Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It is 8:10 here on WRHI's Palmetto Morning, 71 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
Hear that music? You normally, the next person you hear is Trent Fairstorm of the York County Sheriff's Department, but
hello,
Trent is playing hooky today, and he sent in Lieutenant Chavis with the Rock Hill Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We appreciate having
We're doing
this
well.
Morning.
He walked in the door, and I said, oh, I guess Trent is bailing on us today. No, Trent's not bailing on us. He's just enjoying some time off. But
well-deserved.
Happy to have you here, and we were sitting there in the commercial break talking about something that's coming up in, gosh,
couple
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Here in Rock Hill, Red, White, and Boom, and that always presents, not issues, but some changes to how the City of Rock Hill Police Department operate that event.
That is correct. So in a couple Saturdays on the 4th of July, we'll have Red, White, and Boom downtown. It's from 4 to 9 p.m., and we're going to have dozens of extra officers working the overtime assignments down there to make sure that everybody can come out and have a safe, enjoyable time. So expect to see a lot of us down there on bicycles in uniform. We'll be out there sweating. So just if you come down there, you better hydrate. It's going to be a warm one.
You know, I'm curious, though, because we see things that happen with public gatherings and people get nervous about that. But what are the things? I know you're trained to look for suspicious things, but what are you looking for? What would stand out?
So, yeah.
Or how do you prepare?
What I think you're mentioning is like what we're seeing a nationwide trend of teen takeovers.
Oh.
We've seen some of that happen around the country. And what we're trying to do is when we see large groups gathering, it's one thing when you see a group of people gathering together, talking, then they kind of separate. But if we start seeing people, especially teens, gathering up, they look like they're not there to enjoy the event. They're kind of staying off in a corner, a hidden area of the downtown that's actually going to be marked off. We just send officers over there to talk to them, ask them, hey, what are you guys doing? Are you guys here for the event? Hey, make your way this way. And one big thing that, you know, we've seen is fireworks at the end of the night. The fireworks are going to be shot off at 9 o'clock. You don't need to bring your own fireworks downtown. You don't need to try and help us with your own fireworks. So keep your fireworks home. Parents, if your children are coming, your teenagers leave and they have book bags of fireworks, no, leave them at your house. You can fire them off on your own property. Make sure it's safe because it has been dry. But we don't need extra fireworks down there. And so we go, we make contact, we talk, we say, hey, what are you doing? It's very consensual. And then we make sure that, you know, a lot of times if people are up to no good, when we come and talk to them, they decide to leave. And so that's what it is. It's about being proactive and looking to see what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being aware, those trained eyes. So thanks, but no thanks with the fireworks, kids.
That is correct. We don't need the fireworks.
This event is a pet-free event, which means don't bring your pets. But how is that something you guys handle, knowing some of these areas, their pets do come down traditionally, but for this event, no pets?
So yeah, it's advertised as not a pet-friendly event, and mainly because there's going to be a large crowd, a lot of people. Some dogs can get easily agitated in crowds. And then when we have too many dogs, the dogs themselves are not friendly with each other. But if we're talking about the fireworks, at 9 o'clock when these fireworks start getting fired off, that is not good for animals. A lot of animals are not used to hearing fireworks, so it does spook and scare them, which can trigger reactions. So with it not being a pet-friendly event, we ask that you guys just go ahead, keep your pets home if you need to. We do recognize that service animals do need to come with you when you come out, but at 9 o'clock when the fireworks shoot off, you need to make sure that you're far enough away or in the confines of a vehicle where it muffles the sound so the dogs don't get spooked.
So it's really, it's not that you're not mean. You're really looking at the bigger picture and safety for the dog. Because dogs, when they are scared, they're unpredictable, and nobody wants to lose their pet. Nobody wants to be responsible for their pet reacting that could cause someone to get hurt. I mean, even just knock somebody over. You know, that happens a lot of times with elderly people and small dogs that are unpredictable. I don't know anything about that disclosure, but I'm just saying that could happen. Think about others and your pet when you decide that you understand.
That's exactly what it's for. We have other events around the city throughout Come See Me in Christmasville that are advertised as not pet-friendly events as well, because it is about the animal. Hey, the animals, the crowds, young children, and even our elderly, like you said. We know that young children do like pets. They could walk up to someone's dog, if you're not paying attention, and reach over the pet. The dog might not want to be petted at the time. Then we have an issue. But this one, we know the fireworks. It's no different than the tailgate at Winthrop for Come See Me.
Right.
When the fireworks go off, animals will get spooked. We don't want that to happen to your animal. We want your animal to be okay.
And a thunder shirt on an animal does not always work.
No.
No, it does not.
What else can people expect from the City of Rock Hill Police Department at Red, White, and Boom?
So you can expect us to be out. We're going to be friendly. If you want to come talk to us, you want to take pictures, by all means, come and talk to us. You can take pictures with us. We're always open to do that. It's something that we really enjoy during the world event up at the BMX tracks, because a lot of countries don't interact with their police like you can here. So we're going to be out there. The roads are going to be closed. So if we tell you you can't go down the street, don't try and go down the street. Don't try and go around a barricade. We know there's a lot more housing downtown. If you're trying to get home, we will find you a route to get home to get to your apartment so you can enjoy the event. All we ask is you come out with a positive attitude, hydrated, and ready to have a good time.
That's manageable.
I'm glad you mentioned the roads. Do we know exactly what roads are going to be blocked off yet?
So Main Street, of course,
yes,
is always blocked off. So expect Main Street to be blocked off, some of Oakland Avenue, you know, in and around that area, because that's where it happens, usually from Fountain Park all the way down to Dave Lyle, even on the other side of Dave Lyle, going back up toward, on Main Street toward the water tower. I couldn't get it out. But where we shoot the fireworks off, we have to keep that area safe as well. So all around Main Street, expect to be blocked off.
What about the policy on libations or adult spirits?
So we know they will be served.
Okay.
All right, do it responsibly. If you're going to come out and you're going to be drinking at the event, there's a lot of downtown businesses that also serve alcohol. You know, keep that under control. It's a self-regulated thing. Don't give us the opportunity to have to regulate it, because usually that's a bad time. Mm-hmm. So regulate it yourself. If you need to get a ride share, you need to call a DD, you need to have a ride home, make sure you do that. Mm-hmm. Like, pre-plan that.
Mm-hmm. And advice for families?
Like I said, be hydrated.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot. That's the biggest thing. You don't realize you're dehydrated until it's usually too late. Mm-hmm. So you should start hydrating very early. Like I said, it's 4 to 9. Mm-hmm. If you wait till 4 o'clock to start drinking water or anything with electrolytes, that's way too late.
Oh, that's good to know. So start early. And about how many do you expect to turn out for this?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Just
last year with ESPN bringing out the slippery stairs. Like, it was shoulder to shoulder for a while. It was a lot of people. So this is a huge event. That's
good for the community.
Oh, absolutely. Good for the businesses downtown.
Yeah.
Good for everybody who wants to come out and have a good time.
When news gets heavy, just get out and enjoy fellowship and fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a 250th anniversary, so we don't know how many people is going to come out this year.
It's going to be quite a few.
Yeah. Lots of reasons to celebrate this year.
Of course, Red, White, and Boom, July 4th from 4 to 9 in downtown Rock Hill. Lieutenant Chavis, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Okay, thanks.
This is 818 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.